So we now have about 20, 25 minutes to hear your reflections on the conference. So this is whatever's touched you, whatever's moved in you. Perhaps you've just heard something that just really said something unique about this moment in time. Try and keep your reflections relatively concise so that as many of us can get a chance to speak as possible. And if in doubt, say the most important thing first. And we'll have two roving mics, so I'm just going to open the space. And if anybody wants to speak, just put your hand up and a microphone will come your way. And if we could have the hand up of the next person so that we can weave this. Hand up of another person who wants to speak. Okay, so if we start with the gentleman at the back there.
Hi, it's Alan. I've been to two amazing events in the last 3 weeks, both residential. One was in a tent in South Wales 3 weeks ago at a permaculture convergence. I didn't realise there were so many like-minded people. I've come here and had a similarly amazing experience. Both of those have taught me something. 20 years as a teacher, one of the things that was most important to me was the more I listen, the more I learn. But the more knowledge I acquire, the harder it is to be wise. So I need to give up something in knowledge terms to become wiser, and that's the key thing I've learned this weekend. Thank you.
So just to add one piece, if somebody speaks and you feel you resonate with what they say or you feel moved by what they say, just this jazz hands, just to let them know they've been heard.
My name is Howard. I'm from Philadelphia, and it was a leap of faith to come over here since I never had a passport before and, you know, hadn't been on a plane in 35 or 40 years. But it far exceeded my expectations because the social capital that we are creating here is indispensable on what we have to go through. It's not only about the things, it's about a mindset and a one of sharing and being real with each other. And so it was amazing what we could accomplish in such a short time. And I intend to take this back and share this with my colleagues back in the States who are in need of an infusion just like this. And we hope to establish ongoing relationship so that we can all grow and prepare for whatever comes. If nothing comes, still fine, because we should be getting to a better quality of life.
Thank you. Rob from Transition Cowbridge. Just wanted to express how nurturing the environment is that I find myself in for the last 2 days, and how great that you can come into it and you can feel so open to express. And I think that was shown obviously not just in the workshops but also last night where we were dancing. It was just like, let's express ourselves. And what really inspired me today was through all the talking and the brain-numbing sort of expression of how you're feeling. When we're called to do something, like we were called to create the space, it was just, let's get on and do it. Action. So that was great to share that with everyone. Thank you.
My biggest takeaway from this week... Oh, my name is Stephen. I'm from Transition Charlottesville in the States. My biggest takeaway from this weekend is that when I act with positive intention, whether I am acting alone or in a group, whether I'm doing something big or small, and whether my action appears to succeed or fail. I am contributing to a culture of transition, and I am enabling that culture to spread in ways that may not be immediately apparent. And it may take some time before we see that culture begin to manifest itself, and I think that it will manifest itself in ways that we do not expect.
Hi, I'm Dave, David Haddenham. I learned a new acronym this weekend, ROSCI, Return on Social Capital Invested, and that really chuffed me. I also like the idea of a money descent plan. It's something we should be talking about more. And the other thing that really pleased me this weekend, I spent some time with my mum.
My name is Julia from Northern California in the States. And I appreciated all the content of the conference. However, I have to say what most inspired me was the amazing facility and grace with which it was put on. And I so appreciated and was so inspired by watching the teamwork of the Totnes group working together. And that's what I hope to bring back with me to a group of individualists that I'm part of, like herding cats, and to put something on like this, like you have. And I'm sure you have your own challenges behind the scenes, but however you're doing it, it's working. And I just really wanted to thank you.
This really, really follows on from what the previous person was saying, but... sorry, I'm Rich. I'm from Reading. I'm not sorry about that, but just generally. This really follows on from what the last person was saying, in that if you want to do community building and build relationships within communities, I can't imagine a better forum than you guys have put on in this way. So I just think that's something terrific to have at the heart of communities or community events. This kind of mingling and mixing and sort of hosting the party and holding the whole thing that you guys have done, I don't know how to do it. I'd really like to know how to do it. But I think it's just a great thing you could to do the community building anyway. So that's part of what I want to take back and try and make happen in my space. Not just within transition, but, you know, for the town, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Is this on? Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Lee from Canada. Took me a lot to get here. Today's session really opened my heart up, actually. I was really jet-lagged when I got here and tired and all that. And now I feel really great. So I just want to thank everybody. Probably won't be back because it's quite a trek and expensive to get here. But I will say that I have a challenge for Transition Network. It would be interesting to see within the next 5 years if the network conference could actually come out of England and somewhere different and to break out of the English box. Ooh. And truly bring it to an international scale might be interesting. It's just a thought, because just a quick last quick thing is a lot of the resources that are available here at this conference are within England, and yes, we need to take those back home. But it would be interesting to see what would happen if we were to expand it to another place. So don't hate me for that, please. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm David from Kingston. And my point actually follows on very neatly from the point that you just made. First of all, I just wanted to pay tribute and give thanks to all of the non-English speakers who, for the last 4 days, have had to work doubly hard in order to understand and be understood, and congratulate them for the sacrifice that they have made, which is much appreciated. And secondly, to say that indeed, as the network grows, there will be some very difficult challenges ahead. So I just hope that, and I wish for, you know, from all of the participants to those who are taking the internationalization forward, I wish you wisdom and good luck. And I hope that it grows in the way that you wish it to.
So we've about 10 more minutes, and I'd like to invite anybody who might be nervous to speak or more shy or reticent to speak, and perhaps some more women. It'd be lovely to hear from you.
I'm Claudia from Sweden. A couple of thoughts. I think it's fantastic. For the first time I've seen a workshop which has been so good to see is about putting the permaculture back in transition and putting the transition back into permaculture, which is much, much needed. And my other thought is perhaps maybe time to change the name from the Transition Network Conference to the Transition Towns Conference, because that seems to be what it is.
I'm Mike from Totnes, and I just wanted to say I felt that that community that we built today in this hall, when I looked at it from the side, I found it entirely plausible, entirely believable, and I just feel that our communities can be like that so easily, can be reality. And actually, one thing I realized I really loved about it was that it was free of corporations, it was free of big business, it was free of Costa Coffee and the likes. It was people made, it was DIY, it was handmade, and it was beautiful. And our world can be like that.
Hello. I'm not a woman, I'm sorry. I'm Yoav from Israel. Today is we are celebrating in Israel the New Year's Eve, and I want to read a short poem for congratulating for a new year. I find it relevant. It's very short, so I'll read it once in Hebrew, and then I'll read it in English. I translated it yesterday for you. It's by a very, very famous poem called Leah Goldberg. For us, she's famous. כל שנה מוריק הדשא ועולה החמה ויורד המטר. כל שנה ושנה אדמה מתחדשת, מלבין החצב ומזהיב ההדר. כל שנה נולדים אנשים לרוב לדמעות ולצחוק, לאחווה ושנאה. יש מישהו הרוצה רק בטוב גם השנה. And in English. Every year the grass goes green and the sun rises and the rain falls. Every year and year the soil is renewed. The quills go white. The trees, the citrus trees are goldening. Every year plenty of new people are born, to tears and laughter, to brotherhood and hatred. And there is someone that wants only good this year too. Thank you all very much. I'll try to bring all this greatness back with me home and share it with others. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Alejo from Bilbao in the Spanish Basque Country, and I wanted to say two things. First is regarding the invitation to do the transition conference in a foreign country next year, and I think it's very feasible to do it in Mondragon. Mondragon is nearby San Sebastian and Bilbao, is the base of the Mondragon Cooperative Group, and there are many things that can be shown by moving, going to there. First, we can push this industrial cooperative experience to move into social cooperativism. Second, it will be very good for the transition towns to show that it is international. And on the other side, I would like to say that this has been great, everything that has happened here these days, but we must never forget that not until we get this economically viable, we will have given an important step. We must make it economically viable. All this dream, only when we make it economically viable, then will be a serious proposal. That's all. Thank you.
Hello, I am Susana from Spain. I want to say only a few words. The first one is connection. I feel really connected with everybody in this room, and I feel I am not alone. And I want to say only the last sentences of a poem. It's a song in Catalan, it's an old song, Spanish, and the sentences is, despite the mist, we can walk. Thank you, everybody.
Hello, I'm Liliana from Portugal. Lots of things these 2 days lived, and we talk about the things, and now we are sharing it. And I think the most important, maybe it was what we live in silence. And I would like to give space to that silence, because I was absolutely, I had to share this. When we are crossing the river today on the morning, for me was such an amazing moment. And when we go back to the present, it was also an amazing moment for me. And I leave that in silence, in a way that I think we had not time enough to really go on our own silence and leave that again. And I think that we live so much in these 2 days that we could put that in silence and sharing this silence together. So it's my proposal now to leave maybe 1 minute of silence together and just remember what we live today.
So maybe if we could just finish the sharing and then we'll take that moment. So we've got another 5 minutes for sharing.
Hi, I'm Mel from Transition Leicester, and it's been really enjoyable meeting all the different people here over the weekend, and I really enjoyed the variety and the different structures and the kind of lack of structures and structures that are available, and the idea of a simulation kind of game and stuff like that. So it was really nice to have that big variety. Just to sort of take on the challenge that was made earlier about the kind of internationalization of some of the things that are happening. It's been lovely meeting people from all sorts of different places in the world. And I wonder whether in the future it might be possible to allow or to enable or empower those people in their own countries to put on something like this so that they don't have to travel all this way as much as I'd love to meet them again. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paul from Deventer, the Netherlands. We had this just after cleaning up here, we had this wonderful mutual massage circle going. There were about, 10, 15 people there, and we were just massaging each other. And I wish for everyone here and Transition Network in general that we may do this massage in the virtual world and in the real world as much as we can.
Hi, I'm Joe from Crystal Palace, South London. I really look forward to visiting all your high streets in the future, in England and overseas as well. And a practical note connected to that, that it might be a good idea, the script that you used for the high street workshop could be a really nice thing to send out, because I wouldn't mind having a look at it and seeing if I could try it out. I'm sure other people might as well. And connected to that, perhaps it might be something that someone could take on translating, or maybe collectively that could be translated into other languages as well.
Just to stay on that,
we've time for one or two more, that's it.
I was just going to say on that we've heard that request and we're just going to take it away and think of how we could share.
I'm Frida from Germany, living in Israel. There are two things I especially enjoyed here. One was the closeness of the connection. And I think for me, it especially came out yesterday after the dancing, when we were all together, and then did this little exercise of sitting down and putting our hands into the middle. The creativity from the group, the just coming from the group, that was really beautiful. And today, what I really enjoyed about the exercise was that we started kind of from ourselves and from our neighbors, going out into the wider neighborhood and then to Main Street. I think that's really a core of transition to really connect at the neighbor level, that we don't stay kind of more of an exclusive group, that we really kind of manage to get into our neighborhoods. And to me, that really represented that, and I really loved the energy, watching it in the group. And I must admit, you know, when somebody said we have to leave now, I really wanted to stay there. No, I'm not going to follow you, because it really felt the energy felt so beautiful. And in a way, it's a pity that we're not going to be together, right? Or at least not on a daily basis. So. Immediate thought I had is, you know, we have to do this in our neighborhoods, and it shouldn't only be half a day, it should be maybe two full days where we can really take many of these ideas, which are just little gems, but they're not really ready yet, they're not really fully explored yet, that we can really take that to the next level, that we can really take some of these things and then actually translate it into concrete action. So that's my wish. Thank you.
Thank you all. Okay, there's one last one.
Okay, that is on. So today, when we were doing the building the Transition Town Anywhere, firstly, it felt to me like there was a raising of collective consciousness, collective awareness. And when I was walking down the high street, it didn't look like a future high street. It looked like that something that was present now. I recognized, I think, all the businesses, all the enterprises that were there. And I also want to take this opportunity to... part of the reason I come here is to connect with people. And I want to invite you personally, if you're able to come and do something a bit like this again at Transition Camp. It's happening in a few weeks in the Sussex countryside. It's a bit like this, but much smaller and outside there'll be fires and stars. It'll be beautiful. And likewise, yesterday we used this open space process. I also want to invite you to come to the World Open Space on Open Space. It's happening in a few weeks in this country for the first time ever. People coming from all over the world to do that. And for both those things, there's flyers out on the desk out there. Thanks.
So thank you. Let's just take a minute of silent reflection. And if you've got reflections that you haven't somehow found a way of getting out of your mouth, just let them be with you and offer them into this space, collective space together.